surprising to me that we would define education in such terms as that. And I would just assume that someone might be turning that off, and we'll get on with a public hearing on Senate Bill 253. And Jan, would you tell us about that, and who do we have for witnesses?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 253 comes to us at the request of the Department of Education. And we have Steve Johnson here from the department to describe the bill briefly. It changes the payment and billing procedure for the department where special education services are concerned. I don't want to ruin Mr. Johnson's testimony, so I won't say any more than that.
Richard Johnson.
Good afternoon, Senator Starr, members of the committee, and staff. We bring before you Senate Bill 253, which is a technical bill. There is no dollar impact in this bill. It basically and substantially reduces paperwork and unnecessary bureaucratic steps. This bill eliminates two unnecessary steps in the process to fund the education of children who are in long-term care or treatment programs, who attend the state school for the blind or the state school for the deaf, and those children who are in certain hospital education programs requiring long-term medical stays. That basically is the bill in summary. We have other members of the department here to respond to questions if that you may have. And we note that there is a subsequent referral to Ways and Means that's attached to this bill. We believe that that subsequent referral is not necessary. And if you act affirmatively on this bill, we also ask that you move to remove that subsequent referral. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions of witness regarding, looks like we're eliminating some paperwork. No changes really in the action that the State Department, or change of practice other than paperwork in a paper trail.
Yes, Senator Starr, that's correct.
Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Fisher.
Will this result in the savings of over $50,000 in the biennium?
I couldn't answer that, but I suspect not that substantial.
Senator Starr, Senator Fisher, if only that were true, no, this does not result in that great of savings. However, there is a small savings in personnel time that would be accrued through this bill.
Mr. Chair, I was a bit tongue-in-cheek because I think we were instructed the other day that if it went at $50,000 or more either way, that we had to let it go through the Ways and Means or revenue process or whatever it was. And so that's why I asked that question before I committed an unpardonable sin and voted to recommend that it didn't go to the Ways and Means and find out that it had to go because of being the other way.
That's a good observation. Thank you for reminding us. Any further questions? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing and open the work session on Senate Bill 253. Entertain a motion. And to remove the referral, we just so state and vote on it. Is that right?
You would move that it be do pass to the floor and that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded.
Thank you.
Chair?
Go ahead.
Senator Decker.
I move Senate Bill 253 to the floor with a do pass recommendation and the removal of the referral to Ways and Means.
Senator Decker has moved Senate Bill 253 to the floor with the understanding we're removing the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Any discussion? Any opposition? If not, so ordered. Thank you. We're going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 264.
You want to sign a carrier to 253 first?
Oh, yes, that volunteer to carry.
I'll carry it, Messenger.
Senator Castillo will carry. Thank you. Appreciate that. And we will go on with our public hearing on Senate Bill 264. And Steve Johnson. Thank you, sir.
And again, Senator Starr, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak to Senate Bill 264. My name is Steve Johnson. I'm the Associate Superintendent for the Office of Special Education, Oregon Department of Education. This, too, is a technical bill brought about due to recent changes in the direction that the Oregon Department of Education has received from the U.S. Department of Education and changes in the funding requirements attached to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. This bill would provide for the continuation of federal funding for our regional programs for low-incidence students, those children who are blind, who are deaf, who are orthopedically impaired, or who have autism. The regional program currently serves approximately 5,400 students. This bill does not reduce the funds that districts are currently receiving. If not approved, the regional programs would experience a loss of approximately $6 million. They would not be able to provide the services that they are currently providing, and districts would be required to provide those services at a much higher cost. We do have representatives from the programs here today, if you have questions of them, and we also have other members of the department here to respond to questions that you may have.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you very much. Mr. Johnson, could you repeat what you said about what would happen if the bill were not approved?
Senator Starr and Senator Gordley, if the bill were not approved, federal funds which currently have been flowing to the regional program would be required to go to the local school districts, and there is no a subsequent requirement that those school districts provide the federal funds back to the regional program. This bill would allow for that. It would also allow for districts to direct the department to send those funds directly to the regional program, thereby reducing, again, unnecessary paperwork and bureaucratic requirements.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Senator Fisher.
I guess I don't exactly. The federal government's now in the business of requiring seat belts. Am I looking at the right bill? No, this is draft LC6. I'm sorry, I got the wrong.
Yeah. we're looking at Senate Bill 264.
I had a couple pages stuck together here, I think, so scratch that question.
Thank you. Senator Decker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would certainly searching through my bill for a seatbelt on that. This is somewhat educational for me, but the IDEA funds that come from the federal government, I had thought that they go directly to the school district, but I'm wrong. They go to the state and then dispersed based on, I would think, per pupil to the individual school district.
Senator Starr and Senator Deckard, yes, your latter statement is true. The funds come to the state of Oregon, and then based on certain formula in the federal law, they are dispersed either directly to school districts or to other agencies as required in the law.
And Mr. Chair, does any of the money stay in the department here, or is it completely exhausted and sent out to the individual school districts?
Senator Starr, Senator Deckard, approximately 92% of the federal funds are directed out to school districts and other educational agencies in the state. The department maintains the remaining amount to conduct the requirements, the required activities that are in the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
Further questions? I have a question that you indicated, I think I didn't make notes, but you indicated the School for the Blind, School for the Deaf, and autism. Was there one other?
Senator Starr, this program actually provides services to children who are blind, who are deaf, who have severe orthopedic impairments, or who have autism. The schools for the blind and the school for the deaf are not included in the regional programs. They are funded separately.
Funded separately?
Yes.
Okay. And they get no part of their funding out of this $6 million that you were talking about?
A certain portion of their funds do come from the federal funds.
Okay. I think that answers my questions. Anyone else like to hear from providers? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing for session on Senate Bill 264. And again, we would like to remove the subsequent referrals, leaving that it does not have a monetary impact approaching $50 million either way.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we adopt Senate Bill 264 and send it to the floor with a due pass recommendation and remove the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Senator Castillo has moved Senate Bill 264 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and removed subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Further discussion? Any opposition? Not so ordered. Thank you very much.
Would you like to carry that one?
And the chair will carry Senate Bill 264. We had expected Senator George to come down and introduce our next agenda item. And Senator George is chairing the Transportation Committee up
47.
About as far away from here as you can get in this building.
It's going to page up.
We will stand at ease until Senator George has been summoned, and then we will open our informational meeting.
There's more complicated.